Harley Davidson's electric vehicle division announced it will go public in a SPAC deal valued at $1.7 billion. Yahoo Finance's Brian Sozzi here now with the motorcycle giant CEO, Jochen Zeitz. Brian?
All right. Thanks so much, Alexis. Jochen, good to see you here. Really big news out of Harley Davidson this week. Take us through this deal and why is now the right time to do it?
Well, thanks, Brian, for having me, first of all. We have a fantastic product. LiveWire is by far the best electric motorcycle out there, and that's not just me saying it. It's those who've ridden it, who've tested it. It's an extraordinary product. So we have what it takes. We have a great brand. LiveWire used to be the model called LiveWire, but as a brand, I felt as a standalone brand, it really would have the opportunity to shine and lead the electrification of the sport with a more urban customer in mind. So we have a brand, we set it up as a division, and we felt the logical step would be to take it public and doing so through a SPAC because it allows us to form some partnerships. We have Kymco, an Asian-based power sports company. We have ABIC as our SPAC partner, and combined with the support of Harley Davidson, it's a logical thing to do. And it'll give the focus, the energy, and the agility to really lead in the electrification of the sport, while Harley Davidson focuses on all the other elements of the hardwire, in addition to thinking about electrifying Harley Davidson product long term, but bearing in mind that the technology is not quite there to really think about electrification of the core segments of Harley. So really focusing on a separate brand through a public company is the right thing to do from our point of view.
And Jochen, you are in such a unique position because you were on the Harley board for some time. You joined that board in 2007, taking really smack in the middle of the pandemic last year. Take us through some of the challenges of developing electric motorcycles, because I'm up close.
Yeah, I think thinking about challenge, it's really the battery technology that needs to deliver something in a motorcycle where you have very little space to operate. In a car, you have a lot of space because you don't have an engine anymore. But in a motorcycle, you have little space to put a battery into that needs to deliver the range and needs to give you the ability to recharge at a very short period of time. So that in itself is a big challenge. So getting this battery to perform as a powertrain in big bikes, is something that's still evolving and developing. We have an extraordinary product, definitely leading the electrification of the sport, but really focusing on advancing the technology in terms of battery density, in terms of speed of and range is the biggest challenge that we have. And we have made the battery an integral part of the bike. In fact, we don't have a frame. The battery is part of it. And then from a safety aspect, you have to bear in mind that in a collision, God forbid that ever happens, we don't want the battery to become a safety hazard. So it mustn't go up in flames. And obviously, the battery is exposed. So there's lots of things to consider in a motorcycle that you don't necessarily have to consider as much in a car. And that's what makes it a lot harder.
And Jochen, do you see the day where Harley Davidson, that your entire fleet is electric powered, or eventually, let's say over the next decade, you're still going to have a mix of gas powered bikes and then also electric powered bikes?
Well, you mentioned earlier, this has been a long journey. I've been on the board now for 10 years, and I was very adamant early on that we needed to electrify and look into electric. Every company that's been around as long as Harley Davidson for 118 years needs to look into the future and continue to innovate. And we decided back then that the company really needed to invest into electric. With this spin-off of LiveWire, we are giving the money and the ability to operate very quickly. And through the launch of LiveWire, that will really lead the electrification of two wheels, we have the ability to bring the technology back into Harley down the road when it is ready to do so. I'm not going to give you a prediction now. We are thinking for the long run. I think there are alternative technologies that we're certainly evaluating and looking into. We want to make sure that our core customers, our riders, can continue to enjoy the ride with Harley Davidson in the long-term future. And that's why we have to look at all options available.
And as part of this deal, Jochen, Kymco, a Taiwanese-based motorcycle and scooter maker, they're involved in this deal as well. What exactly will they be producing?
Well, they have great ability because they are already in the electric space as well, and that expertise we'll bring in to collaborate in some platforms that we are considering developing together. So joint development is an opportunity. The more you can generate economies of scale through platform sharing, the better. And I think that's like something you've seen in the OEM space, in the auto space in the past. And considering the volume that is relatively smaller in the motorcycle space, it makes sense to have these strategic partnerships to share best practice, to share knowledge, to jointly develop things. And that's exactly what we're going to do with Kymco in the future.
You've been moving very aggressively, Jochen, just to reshape this brand since you took over as CEO. Who is the Harley Davidson of today?
Who is there?
Who is the Harley Davidson of today? Since there has been what you're focusing on inside the company, who is Harley Davidson today, and who's the core customer?
Well, there are many different customers, right? You have the traditional core customers that that loves our adventure touring bikes, that loves to go on big tours, long tours with our big bikes, but it's been a bit of a cliche to just say that this is it, right? Harley-Davidson is much more diverse as a company, as a brand. We've expanded into new product segments. We've launched our Pan America foray into adventure touring. We've become market leader overnight in America, and we're growing market share internationally. That is a new customer for us, while, of course, there are some existing core customers of Harley that go off-road with us as well. There are many new customers as well. So we're expanding our consumer base as we speak. We're investing into new categories. We actually think that, you know, in the COVID crisis, there is a desire for people to be in the outdoors, that go ride. We see a boom in our riding academy. People are getting licensed to go out and ride, and we think that is a big opportunity. So the crisis has really turned into an opportunity for us to bring in new riders into the sport, to energize existing riders, and expand beyond the traditional core customer group.
And Jochen, I was on your earnings call a couple weeks ago, and I was surprised by how many used bikes you are now selling on this HD1 marketplace. How big is this business for you right now? It seems like a real opportunity for Harley going forward.
Well, yes, because, you know, Harley is a lifestyle, right? It's about the experience. We are a brand that really is embedded in motor culture, but that goes well beyond just riding a motorcycle. You're buying into a lifestyle. It's adventure, it's freedom, it's everything you want to get when you go out and ride. And customers that ride or buy a used Harley Davidson are still Harley customers, and we want to make sure that we are there for them. We don't want to give that business to somebody else. We want to make sure that we are, every time a Harley customer engages with us and with our products, it's us who are controlling the narrative. And that's why we decided this year to get into the used marketplace. Again, overnight, we became the number one. We have now hundreds of thousands of bikes on the used platform and transactions being made. You know, with a huge amount of the business that is happening in the used marketplace is happening together on our marketplace and our dealers on site. And we want to make sure that in the future, when you're looking for a used Harley Davidson, as much as a new Harley Davidson, you come to HD.com and you come to our dealers, and we will give you a great omni-channel experience. That's very important. Digital and physical experience for our customers, because they inform themselves in our dealerships with our partners, but also when you go online and search and might just think about going riding sometime in the future or getting a license. We want to be there, and we want to create and deliver a unique experience for those who are interested in our brand.
Well, certainly good to see what you're working on there. Congrats on the transaction. We'll talk to you in the new year. Harley Davidson Chairman and CEO Jochen Zeitz. We'll talk to you soon. Alexis, back to you.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks, Brian.